The Volumes of Truth, Volume 5. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. December 21, 2010, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. The words of scoffers come forth from a hard and troubled heart, from a place void of understanding. Their words are like chaff. Their every lofty assertion, dust, carried away by the wind. As a ship tossed about by rough seas, so is the plight of the ungodly. In a dark sea of confusion, they attempt to sail against every wind of doctrine which opposes them. Yet all their toil is in vain. For I am the only truth. I am God alone. And behold, all I have spoken is established, and shall be. My word yields to no man. For I tell you the truth, the coming of the Lord is a terror to all who say they know me, yet do not really know me. A terror to all who deny me, and to all who offend. Therefore, let the feet of the desolate stumble, and the ways of the ungodly return atop their own head. Judgment, for the rebellious. Punishment, for the wicked. Calamity, upon all nations who offend. Therefore, as it was in the days of my servant Noah, so shall it be with my faithful servants of this day also. And as it was then, so shall it be in the day of the Lord's anger. The door shall be shut. And upon the earth shall I rain down judgment, and bring up horrible calamity from beneath. The storehouses shall be opened, and my wrath shall overflow. Until I have covered the face of the whole earth in my vengeance, until I have wiped away all that offends. Until I have utterly destroyed the kingdoms of men. Says the Lord Most High, He who comes with justice and recompense, for all nations.